This is Arville Purvis, Brother Trucker, with another one of my well-thought-out opinions. And if you don't like it, you can have your chiropractor compress your back with an 18-wheeler, for all I care. So, like many of my kind with a highly intelligent brain, I had one of them there what you call epitomes, and it made me realize that we as right-thinking Americans should band together to help out a group of our fellow citizens, well, more or less, who are obviously in special need. These are people who only socialize together in their special groups because they really shouldn't be seen often in public. These poor souls can only supply their household in bulk to avoid their hideous displays among regulars. I saw these people recently. I won't mention names, but they primarily shop in places that rhyme with Slam's Club and Crostco. Have you been in one of those places lately? I walked into one the other day during a layover, and every last customer I saw in there could scare welcome straight off a doormat. I mean, they got a lot of nerve taking your picture to put on their membership cards in those places. Not to mention the employees. I checked out the company website to read through their employee qualifications, and sure enough, there was, in black and white, you gotta have a 3-tattoo minimum to work there. I'm pretty sure the person who rang up my hot dogs and pizza slice in the cafe blinked sideways at me. I said, "Thank you, dork from Ork," and moved away quickly. Fortunately, I was able to escape that place with my wits and my good looks intact. Along with 480 rolls of toilet paper, 24 dozen styrofoam cups, and according to the salesman, the last set of Ginzu knives I'll ever buy. Well, he was good, too. I bought the whole set of 18 just in case he's right. Fire her up, Chuck! Chuck's my other driver. He's a good guy. Couldn't find his backside with two hands and a neon sign pointing away, but... I'm Arville Purvis, Brother Trucker, and that's a Big Tin Bowler over and out.